It's time now to head back to the Summer Breakfast bookshelf to hear all about this week's reading selections from our special guest, writer, librarian and insatiable reader, Nancy Pearl. Nancy has published all manner of book guides, Book Lust, More Book Lust, Book Crush, which is for young readers, and Book Lust to Go for travellers, all of which celebrate her love of books and reading. And Nancy joins us now. Nancy, welcome back to Summer Breakfast.
Hello, Julian.
Last week we talked about novels. This week we're going to be in memoir territory. Is that right?
Yes, we are. And I have three wonderful ones. I couldn't recommend them higher. The first one is called The Hare with Amber Eyes, A Family Century of Art and Loss by Edmund de Waal. Edmund de Waal is a British ceramicist and a curator of ceramics at the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. And in this book, he's examining the history of his family. They were a wealthy, very wealthy, think on the level of the Rothschilds, a Jewish banking family, and he writes about them from the late 19th through the mid-20th century. And the story revolves around the linchpin of the memoir is a collection of 246 netsukis, the little pieces of carved Japanese ivory and wood.
Right.
And one of de Waal's relatives, one of his ancestors, collected these pieces, and the book is the story of how they passed from generation to generation through both world wars.
Is it important to have an appreciation of art generally, or pottery in particular, to be able to enjoy the hare and the amber eyes?
No, absolutely not. I think that anybody who loves just elegant, understated writing will love this book. Anyone who loves family histories, anyone with an interest in art. The man who collected all of these netsukis, Charles of Frusey, actually it was the model for Swan in Proust's novel. Mm. And if you look at Renoir's painting, Luncheon at the Boating Party, he is in that painting. This is a book for everybody. I could give this book to everybody on my gift list, and they would love it.
And that would certainly make your Christmas shopping a lot easier as well.
Yes.
Let's move on now to The Tender Bar. And this memoir is a little bit darker, is it, Nancy?
It is. This is a wonderful memoir. It's a few years old, and it's the story of J.R. Moringer, who grew up really with a single mother living in his grandparents' house. And the people who became his surrogate fathers were all habitués of the local bar, the bar that
What could possibly go wrong?
Right, right. And he became a wonderful writer, so everything clearly went right.
A lot of the time, the bars are much better than writing school.
Yes, yes. But he did become a newspaper man too, so
right.
He got a little
bit of
that.
So, what's the story of The Tender Bar?
The story is about how this really uncommon upbringing worked. And so this is not one of those Children of Job memoirs where it's, I suffer, I suffer, I suffer, now I'm going to write a book about my suffering. This is a book about really triumph over an unconventional, difficult childhood.
Well, it sounds fascinating. Speaking of triumphs over tragedy in early life, our final memoir for today is from Darren Strauss, and it's called Half a Life, and that too relates to terribly traumatic events in the early years.
Yes. When Darren Strauss was 18, when he was in his last year of high school, he was driving with some friends, and a bicycle swerved in front of the car he was driving. He hit the bicycle. The girl who was riding the bicycle was killed. It turned out that girl was one of his classmates. This is Darren's story of how he lived the next 18 years of his life.
Because it's kind of, it's the unimaginable horror, isn't it?
It is.
Being involved in an accident like that, surviving, and then knowing the person who you've caused the injury to.
Even if you are never blamed for that, even if you are, in fact, absolved of any blame.
And is that the case with Darren?
Not by his parents, but by the police, by the insurance company. But the girl's mother says to him, when he goes there after the girl's funeral, goes to their house, she says, Darren, you are going to have to live your life twice, once for you and once for the girl you killed. And what a burden.
And has he kind of taken that to heart, as you know, in the way he's led his life?
I think that this is a book about getting through it. I think this is a book where he finally is able to say to himself, this happened, it was horrible, there's nothing I can do about it, I have to move forward. Because for most of his life after that event, everything he did, everything he thought, everything he was really shaped by the knowledge that he had killed this young woman, even if it was an accident.
And is this a story of reconciliation with the family of the victim, or was that something that couldn't be resolved?
I think this is a story of reconciliation with himself. I think that no matter how officially he was exonerated, I think that the family, I think it would be very hard for the family to forgive him.
And I think understandable, of course.
Yes, and I think he has to forgive himself before anything else can happen.
The book is Half a Life by Darren Strauss, and it's published by Penguin. Nancy Pearl, thank you once again for joining us from your home in Seattle.
And my pleasure, Julian. Thank you.
And some great selections for fans of memoirs there. Three very diverse and intriguing stories to delve into. Nancy Pearl will be joining us over the next few weeks as our Summer Breakfast special bookworm. And you can find details of the books that we've talked about today, as well as some of Nancy's books, at abc.net.au/rn/breakfast.